time for the Doyen of Decisions, Luke the General Patton.
Oh, the Doyen of Decisions is here, fired up, raring to go. How are you, mate?
Hey, Joel. I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you? How you going,
Fletch? I'm going good, General. All the better for hearing your dulcet tones.
We've had 200 matches, I think, or thereabouts, General. We've got one to go. Exciting week, isn't it? Does it bring back great memories for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. It's, one where you might go and have a look at the your premiership ring at some stage. And, you know, I've got two young boys, so I get it out sometimes and show them, and I'm sure we'll sit down and watch the grand final. And I know both of my boys are going for the Panthers, so they're pretty keen for the Panthers to get up.
Now, General, what if young Blake Taff called you out of the blue and say, Luke, you played in the grand final, I need some help, I'm a bit nervous. Mm. Give me some advice. Give me three things you can say to a fullback. Was to young Blake Taff about Sunday?
Oh, it's a good question, Fletch. I mean, for him, I think what's just been working for him is he's just having a crack, isn't he? I actually think he's going to have a busy night. I think, you know, Cleary's shown this year that he's put up some almost uncatchable bombs, and I think they'd be silly not to really isolate him early and just put him up and under and put him under a lot of pressure. But, you know, he's just got to back himself, Fletch. I think this week, obviously, he'll do the work, and he's got to have faith in the fact that he's done the work, so he'll get the job done. And then, you know, just the small things as well in the game, just making sure that you do all the small jobs that a fullback does, you know, counting numbers for the defence, plugging the gap, you know, defensively where you have to, and just support your big boys, I guess.
Hey, General, let's talk about some of the bigger stories coming out relating to referees, etc. But Sean Kepi staying on the field, what did you make of that?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised the game didn't get stopped, Joel, to be honest. It was pretty clear that he was in a fair bit of trouble, you know. He was stumbling a couple of times, and I was super surprised that the ref didn't stop the game there. So, it's not often you see that, especially this year where there's been such a focus on the head knocks and everyone's so cautious. You know, we've seen the game stop so many times for such small incidents, and we didn't see it stop there. So, having said that, you know, the refs are obviously got so much to watch, so... I don't want to be critical of them either.
Hey, General, the Brian To'o try in the corner, and then Cleary's taken that. He snuck a little bit. You know, he snuck about 15 metres in. Who is responsible for that? Is it the touch judge or is it the referee? Because in the old days, if you crashed over, the touchy would stay there till you lined it up. Whose job is it now?
I think it's the combination, Fletch. I was just thinking about this today. I was actually going to ask Joel if he tried to, you know, being a goal kicker, if he tried that same little trick during his career. But I think it's actually a combination, touch judge, referee, and it's one that the bunker can get involved in as well. I know certainly when I was involved in the bunker that you could give that little tip and just go, hang on, he's moved this in a couple of metres, just get him to take it back out where it was scored. So, it's obviously not a great mistake to make.
Well, you know what, I'm just thinking about it. Divine intervention happened there because if you see Nathan Cleary when he runs out he makes a sign of a cross.
Yes.
Obviously some sort of religious sign. Well, he cheated. God said to him, mate, or whoever he worships.
Next week, champ, stay on the mark.
Yep.
No, to answer your question, maybe it also interfered for my career because I used to often do it, actually, General, honestly, and most kickers did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'd get the mark. Well, not so much to that extent, but you'd get the mark and the referee would often be standing there, but then you would reach the kicking tee out almost a metre.
Gotcha.
Right, yep. So that most kickers were doing that at the time as well. So, and that's probably why I was missing a lot of goals at the time.
Now, we've talked about footy. I've just got a text here from Shania. Well, it might be Shania. It says here, General, how do I handle this? I really hate it when my husband ogles other women. We were having a day at the beach recently.
Husband what?
Ogles?
Ogles.
As in Brett.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Ogles.
What does that mean?
Ogles. Stares at them.
Oh.
As a perv.
Hmm.
We were having a day at the beach recently, and he was openly admiring endless and endless women in tiny, skimpy bikinis. It didn't matter what age either. I've told him I find it humiliating, but he just dismisses me and says, all guys do it, and it means nothing. My question to you, Luke, is it all guys? Because I find that you are a respectful man and you wouldn't ever do it.
Before you answer Shania. That, Luke, from Shania, I'll set the... So ogling to eye amorously or provocatively. He sat at the bar ogling several women.
Yeah, that, you know what it is, a step and swerve. Yeah. You've never heard of...
Catch and swerve.
You've never heard of...
ogling.
Ogles.
No.
You've never heard that.
Brian,
you're a learned
I've answered
man.
You five times.
I don't believe it. You're trying to trick me in something.
I've never.
Anyway, getting back to you, General, what do you say to Shania or Shania? I'm not too sure of the pronunciation. What's the deal?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say every bloke does it. There's a technique there, though, isn't there, where you can't just go staring endlessly. There's a bit of a technique involved. You might have a little, a bit of a perv here and there.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure you got the sunnies on, I guess, but you can't go overboard. You know, I'm happily married 10 years. I don't need to look elsewhere. So I'm
no, I know that's what Shania says. I do know, yeah. I have friends of mine who have a technique who, they when they see a lady walking down or a man walking down,
technique.
What they do is they look in that direction and it's sort of like in AFL when you lead to someone.
Oh, yeah.
So they look in that direction waiting for for said people to walk into view.
So they're coming into your ogling.
Yeah, so they know and he just looks out like that.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you listen to me.
Yeah, that's play on. That's six to go right there. I think that's the technique I'm referring
like,
to.
Like, that's your technique. So you're looking forward to looking at the Chaminda as they walk past.
Well, you might say, oh, geez, look at this, you know, like, look at that dog. I love that dog over there or something. But you're actually, you know, you're not looking at the dog. You're just, you're giving your, you know, you're looking in that direction and, yeah, you just, you know.
Oh, I see. My wife does it.
Catch and swerve.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she'll look at a bloke.
You just go, oi.
No, I don't.
No.
No, she'll not look at me. But, you know, everyone does it. It must be human nature.
Of course it is.
And sometimes I even watch other people catching them doing it.
Oh, yes. That,
you know, I like doing that.
Yeah, I've done that.
It's not a bad little go.
This one here, this one coming in from Texas Tony. He says, hi, Luke. What should I buy my wife on our one-year anniversary? Any suggestions?
Oh, you can't go wrong with flowers, chockies, maybe a bit of lingerie for the 1 year. I've actually got my wife.
Jeez. That escalated.
Yeah. quarter to six. Kids do
that. Hey, well, I'm a fan. You got to keep the flame alive, you know. You got to do little things like that. And actually, my father-in-law gave me a tip a long time ago and just said, you know, sometimes you just got to make the effort. No matter what it is, I think they just appreciate the effort. I was shit out years ago. I'd struggle to get anything. And now I just make sure, you know, I even plan ahead. Like, I've actually got all my wife's birthday presents sorted now, and her birthday's a week from yesterday. So I'm amazed. But, you know, it all comes back to you. And they do appreciate they appreciate the planning. Yeah. And then you can't go wrong with a good bunch of flowers, I think.
And you say, I mean, I know your wife loves the soda streams too. So that works out well.
Hey, Generali, we've got to go, mate, because we're just a bit behind today.
Tell me a tip. Can I have a tip, please,
General? That's what I was going to ask, yeah. And a Clive Churchill medalist, please.
Listen, I think South. I think South have got more points in them. I think Panthers have had a tough way into the grand final, so they're a bit battered. And on the back of that, I think it'd be hard to go past one of the halves for the Bunnies, Walker or Reynolds, to win the Clive Churchill boys.
Yeah, I'm following you in.
Yeah, I'm. Gee, this is going to be a good game, I think, South and the Panthers. General, we'll chat again after the grand final.
Thanks, boys. Can I just quickly say, how good would it be if it was a daytime grand final again, like back in the day? Like, how good is daytime footy, honestly?
It was awesome, wasn't it? And this time of year, awesome.
It just makes the greatest game of all better. Like, I just wish we had a 3 o'clock or a 4 o'clock kickoff for the GF.
Totally agree,
mate. And for the kids as well, you know. It's getting too late for the kids now as well.
It's all about
the
kids. It's all about the kids.
And everyone's shinless by the time the game starts. So you're having a bit early with your barbecues. But anyway, great to chat. Yep. General, we'll talk again very soon after the grand final.
Thanks, boys. Have a good week.
See you, General.